This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey, it's Jessica Marshall with a special episode of The Eagle. We are joined right now by comedian Nimesh Patel. He's coming to town to perform his stand-up Fast and Loose at Universal Preservation Hall in Saratoga Springs on Sunday night. Patel was the first writer of Indian descent to work on Saturday Night Live. He's also a testicular cancer survivor. And he has been, at times, considered a bit controversial for some of his humor, which has included everything from Indian politics to the removal of one of his testicles.
No, I went to therapy for the first time ever because I'm trying to process the fact that I had testicular cancer. Oh, you didn't know? You call yourself fans? I wasn't going to talk about it, but then my therapist told me to grow a pair, so here we are.
I had a chance to chat with him before he came to town, and here is our conversation. So I'm going to ask you first, have you ever been to Albany, Saratoga? Have you ever performed here? Have you ever spent any time here?
Yes, I've been to Albany, but I don't remember when it was. It was in the winter, I know that much, because we were coming from Connecticut, and it got stuck in like a four-hour traffic delay because it was an accident on the highway.
Everybody that I talk to who comes to town is like, oh, yeah, we came in the winter and it was like, you know, 10 degrees below zero. And that's all we remember. But we're glad that you're coming back. So tell us about the Fast and Loose tour. What are you going to talk about? Are you going to talk about politics? Are you going to talk about your balls? Like, what are you going to talk about?
No, there's no more ball talk. Politics, I'll decide usually night of if anything's going on that I want to talk about. I'm not sure if you're aware of what's going on in the world at the moment. It's not exactly fun comedic material, but we'll
no.
see what we can do. For the most part, it's just like the title says, it's just like, honestly, whatever I feel like talking about right now. It's like how I grew up and some thoughts on the world at large, but nothing crazy. It's the one where I'm having the most fun so far. So
what keeps you coming back to the stage?
You know, I'm just not done talking, I guess, but it's really every time I have to go out, it's a different artistic pursuit. You know, the first time I was like, I want to make a stand-up special that is like really airtight, has a bunch of, like, if you analyze it, it's like movie-like. The second one, I was compelled to the stage because the man or woman above decided it was time for my right ball to go join them. And that was the inspiration for that. And this next one is just, I'm just having fun. The last two I had missions. This is not really a mission-oriented one. It's just like, let's go out there and have a good time.
Oh, that's going to be so freeing. And your health is good now, right? You're all good?
I'm all good. Thank you for asking. I have a weird cough, but the doctor says it's nothing. But I'm just kidding. I'm fine. I'm perfectly healthy. I do not have a cough. Come to the show.
It's not COVID, I swear, right?
No. I was going to say it's lung cancer, but it's fine. It's fine that, you know, that joke didn't land and I had to say it anyway.
Oh, gosh. It's not a great thing to laugh about. But so, you know, in terms of this tour, you say, like, you know, you're having fun with it. You're kind of relaxed. You kind of play it fast and loose, as the title implies. Like, how do you kind of psych yourself up the night of the show? Like, what do you do to get ready to go out there?
I got to have a new joke or two or three or new minute, like 5 minutes buried somewhere in the set. And I got to really, that's like the thing I'm most excited for is whatever where that new joke is going to be. And then I get that, like, that's the initial psych up. And then it's like, once I get comfortable on stage, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm having fun. And then it just, I don't know, it kind of becomes like a blackout moment. Oddly enough, it's the most present I get to be in any 24-hour time period is like the hour and a half that I'm on stage. Like, I have to be present. The more present you are, the more successful it is. And that also is very motivating for me, because otherwise I'm just like on my phone thinking about what I'm going to say. And then that turns into a daydream where I'm like wondering what I'm going to eat, you know, all the random bullshit that goes in your head.
Yeah. So what do you do for fun when you're not on stage? Like, where do you go? What do you do?
Nowhere. I don't really do a lot.
That's a good thing sometimes, you know?
I've been reading. I go out, you know, catch up with friends wherever I can. And then I spend a lot of time at the gym. I'm not bragging. It's just like a new thing that I'm trying to do. And I'm having fun there, too.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. I want to go back to your comedy, though, for a minute. You know, you have, you don't seem like you're afraid at all to tackle controversial topics. Do you have any topics that you just won't touch? You're like, I don't want to go there. I don't want to do that.
We'll see how brave I am on Sunday. We'll answer that question on Sunday. Come to the show.
That's a good answer. I like that. What do you want to tell the audience? You know, you've already said a little bit about, you know, what you want to tell them in this interview, but like, you know, what if you had their ear right now, like, what do you want to tell them about coming to the show this weekend?
If you like jokes and you need a laugh, come to the show. I can guarantee you there will be jokes. I can guarantee you there will be laughs. I don't know if both of them will happen at the same time for everybody, but that's going to happen. It's going to be a good time. Please come out. We'll have fun.
To read more of our conversation with Nimesh Patel, head on over to timesunion.com. Patel will be at Universal Preservation Hall Sunday, October 15th at 8 p.m. Tickets at proctors.org.